You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today. The resident Socia Cynic welcomes you to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Guys, what a sweep. We swept the Tigers. Woo! How exciting is that? And for me, the first time in recent memory this season that I can remember dominating from all aspects of an entire series. And it felt nice, didn't it? Just turn it on the TV. See the offense, you know, home run after home run, run scored after run scored. The pitching was pretty good, if you ask me. We outscored them 23-7 in three games. Huh? Wow. Look at this. Look at us. Huh? Has the offense turned the corner? Maybe. I mean, we've been scoring runs even without Mike Trout in the lineup. And I would even say this goes back to like the Cleveland and Tampa series, in that time frame at least. I know we were losing games in Cleveland and Tampa, but we were definitely scoring runs. The Cleveland series in particular, we scored 10 runs in those three games. Certainly, I thought, enough to win some of those games too. Quite interesting, to say the least, you know, this offense. But hey, Mike Trout, supposed to be back tomorrow on Friday. Maybe we could keep the bats going. Seems like Upton might be getting back into the swing of things. So, who knows? Who knows? We'll see what happens. We'll get into that in a little bit, though. Couple things, though. A lot of people been reaching out to me. Eric Young Jr. Wow, like, why wasn't he up with the team earlier? What is he doing? Guys, your guess is as good as mine. I'm telling you that right now. I came on here and said, hey, why don't we have Eric Young Jr. up with the team? I don't know. And by no means am I saying that he's some kind of world beater. He's only hitting 240. And interestingly enough, as I was looking into the Eric Young Jr. stats, also hitting 300 on batted balls in play. So, meaning, you know, if he's making contact, he's getting on base pretty much. So, we'll see. I don't know. It's not the answer by any means. But as a fourth outfielder, you gotta like what he's doing. I don't know. Certainly a good defensive replacement late in games for Justin Upton moving forward. Once Trout comes back, gotta use him as that, because Upton is just, whoo, oh my gosh, circus in left field. But anyway, one thing I want to talk about before we go into our gear grinder and then preview the Oakland series. Pat yesterday talked about Shohei Ohtani and kind of his take on him. Pretty much saying, hey, there's no reason for Shohei to come back on the mound this season. And you know what? Patrick and Angel fans, I agree with Patrick on that, right? I agree. There's really no reason to see Shohei on the mound again. Just let that UCL heal. Let's just take it easy, right? Because as I've said before, we are one Shohei Ohtani curveball away from not seeing him pitch until 2021, okay? However, I do have a take that is kind of fun. It'd be fun to think about, at least. Okay? So, if we want him to see live hitters again this season, which I would imagine we do, we want him to get some work and whatnot, what if we turn Shohei into our closer slash some kind of bullpen arm? But I think closer would fit what we would use him for better. And I know we've talked about, like, we don't want him to hit and pitch in the same game, blah, 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 whatever. But think about this, okay? He could essentially DH for an entire game, okay? So he gets his three at-bats, four at-bats, depending on where he's at in the lineup. And then when we want him to get ready, you send him to the bullpen, he gets warmed up. If you want him to just warm up, you can even... Oh, no, you wouldn't be able to do that. But he's going to warm up in the bullpen, and then when he wants to come into the game, you bring him out of the bullpen. You essentially forfeit the DH, And then that becomes like the pitcher's position in the National League, that traditional thing that you see. It would be kind of quirky, but hey, it would work, right? Because I think there are some advantages to letting him see live pitching this year, right? You're going to get him some work at the major league level. You're still letting him throw pitches. And I would say, I wouldn't want him at any more than 30 pitches per outing anyway. I think, you know, just him throwing the ball, strengthening UCL a little bit, have fun out there, let me have fun watching him pitch. I don't think there's anything wrong with that if he's capped at 30 pitches. And if he's coming into the ninth, you would hopefully imagine he's not throwing anything more than at least 20, right? With his stuff, maybe even 15. I think that's enough work. It's better than him just sitting in a bullpen and throwing bullpen sessions and not seeing live hitting at least. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Plus, you're not losing his bat out of the lineup. And I'm not saying that we should do this every game. Don't get me wrong. I think this should be something that once a week, right? Twice a week. Just let him get some bullpen work against live major league hitting. This could be the perfect spot for that, right? We're strengthening that UCL. We're getting ready for the 2020 season, and he's not losing any reps. Just think about it, guys. I want to know what you guys have to think. But coming up next, we're going to have our gear grinder. It's about the Angels this week. Also, if you want to sponsor the podcast, you've heard me say it before, and I'm going to say it again. Hit us up, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Guys, we got a gear grinder coming up next.
You're making me very upset.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All right, time to gear grind. What is grinding my gears this week? Here's what it is. Okay? We just swept the Tigers. And I think, and jokingly is what I said it as, but I think some other guys in my group chat were a little bit more serious about it. About like, hey, maybe the Angels are back. Maybe we can make a run at this so we can do the thing. Well, it's frustrating, right? We're 10 games out of a wild card. There's still a decent amount of season left. And we have to hop Seattle and Oakland, who are in our division, and we got a lot of games left against them. This is what's frustrating. This is what's grinding my gears this week about this Angels team. This team is going to play just well enough to keep my hope alive, right? This is the part of the season where we're going to start winning games that we probably shouldn't and winning games that we should, and we're probably going to end up 4, 5, 6 games out of a wild card to end the season. I'd say 4 or 5, actually. That's just enough where I'm like, ah, if we didn't blow those games against Texas early in the season or Houston or Seattle, like what could have been, right? Because coming up, we have games against Oakland, San Diego, and Texas. At a time where I said earlier, has the offense turned the corner? Maybe. The offense is heating up, right? So, what happens when we go 7-3 over this stretch? And we're suddenly, I don't know, 6, 7 games out of a wild card. I think the general consensus is probably going to be, oh my gosh, we're back. And I'm probably going to be saying it too. And I'm going to get the hashtag it could happen movement going again. And it's going to be a spectacle. But hey, it's just not going to happen. I know that there's going to be heartbreak this season. I can just feel it. There's just something about this ball club. I don't think they're going to put it all together. And last season, perfect example, right? You're starting September. You're over 500, a couple games out. You're like, hey, guys, it could happen. And then like halfway through September, we just had this absolute meltdown where we lost like 7 in a row. But, and then what happens? You are 5 games out of the wild card. That's what we finished back of the wild card last year. After that season we had, we were 5 games back of a wild card spot. And it left me after last season thinking, oh, remember that game that he blew. The bullpen collapsing over and over and over again. I just feel the same narrative happening this season, right? And it's that consensus of like, what if the games I can think of, Seattle, early in the season, we score a run in the top of the 10th after we already blew a lead in regulation in the first 9 innings. We go to extra innings and score another run in the 10th, and Jim Johnson comes out and he can't close the game out. What's another game? Houston, at home, against Verlander, I believe it was. Took like a 3-0 lead, and then the bullpen gets mismanaged, and we lose. These are the games that we're going to look back on. I'm going to come back on this podcast after the season's over and say, remember this one, remember this one, remember this one, remember this one, remember this one. That's 5 games right there. That's where we could have been. That is just maddening. And the games are going to pile up, and it's going to be tough. And I was looking at the team's statistics, and it made me a little bit, not optimistic for the future, but here's some stats for you, okay? Teams that are below 500 this season. You want to take a guess at what the Angels' record is against them? It's probably better than you think. I was pleasantly surprised. They are 31-16 against teams that are below 500. Or when they played that team, they were below 500. Teams that are above 500, the Angels are a whopping 27-42. Well, if you want to be a playoff team, I feel like you gotta beat the teams that are over 500. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I broke it down even further. Here's some fun. These are the division leaders, and also the wild card leading New York Yankees. Okay? Houston, our record against them this season, 4-5. Cleveland, 3-3. The Boston Red Sox, 0-6. The New York Yankees, 1-5. So, if we want to be better, maybe we beat better teams. Huh. That is just atrocious, though, guys. What are 8 and a lot. We lost a lot of games. 0-6 against Boston? How can we not beat that team? Huh? The Yankees, 1-5. Don't get me wrong, those teams are great teams. But if we want to put ourselves in the conversation as a team that should be taken seriously and wants a legitimate playoff spot, that look right there. That's where you need to look. Is can we beat a division leader? No, we can't. We can't do that. Also, extra inning games. 3-7 this year. And I would say probably because of our lack of bullpen that we've had. Especially at the beginning of the season. I think the bullpen's kind of straightened themselves out recently, if you'd ask me. But we're out here at the beginning of the season throwing Jim Johnson in high leverage situations. That's not good. Not good at all. Also, 46-37 against right-handed pitching. And you probably know where I'm going with this one. 12-21 versus left-handed pitching. And that's with a lineup that is primarily right-handed hitters. With the exception of probably Shohei Ohtani and Cole Calhoun, our lineup is right-handed. And we can't beat left-handed pitching. Not good. So here's my bottom line. We got to be a better team all around up until this point of the season, or we're not going to make that run. Right? We're going to get to a point this year where we're going to feel like we're in smelling distance of the playoffs, and that's when you're going to get your heart broken. And that's when you're going to go back and think, ugh, what if we won one game against Boston this season? I've seen it before, guys. This is the narrative. And at the end of the season, like I said, I'm going to be back here breaking down every single game that we blew, ultimately. So, in closing, let's enjoy sweeping Detroit. And you know what? I'm sure the rest of August, this team is going to give us something to be excited about going into September. But heartbreak in September. That's what's going to happen. So let's enjoy the ride. It's a roller coaster, like Patrick always says. Roller coaster, as an Angels fan. We're at the high right now. And we're going to see a low pretty soon. But that's what's grinding my gears. Just, why can't we be consistent? Why can't we be a consistent baseball team? Ah! Anyway, we're going to close out the show coming up next. All right. So, A's series coming up. We're going to just quick preview on that. Starters we're going to see from the A's this weekend. Brett Anderson, Edwin Jackson, Trevor Cahill. Okay? I mean, I wouldn't say any of them are really jumping off the page, like, oh my gosh, he's having a great season. But, I mean, the A's, 7-1 over their last eight. So I think hot is an understatement for what they are. Also, we don't really know what's going on with our starting pitching staff. We got Tropiano and Skaggs on the DL, but I think we'd probably see Skaggs maybe Sunday. Because his DL stint would be over by then, and hopefully the groin's feeling all right. I haven't seen any updates, but that's what I would imagine. There's no starting pitcher slated or probable started for that day, so I think I think the general consensus is we're looking at Skaggs to start one of those games. You're going to get a Felix Pena start in there, and hey, maybe you're going to even get another Deck McGuire start in the weekend. Who knows? Who knows? But I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of this series. Like, which Angels are going to show up to the ballpark? Is it going to be the one that showed up in Tampa that just gets absolutely blasted off the field? Or are we going to get the one that came to the Detroit series? I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. Trivia Thursday, though. That is what today is. Here's my trivia question. Mike Trout trivia. My favorite kind of trivia. Mike Trout has won the MVP twice in his career, but has also been the runner-up three times. Can you name the players that he has been a runner-up to? Shout your answer. Tweet it at me. I don't know. Let me know. See if you can get it right. We're going to have another episode out tomorrow. It will be Patrick's final day on the show. If you listened yesterday, Pat kind of laid out what we're transitioning to. I will be your full-time host. And I'm super excited about it, guys. I am super excited to take this over and just run with it, ultimately. So go show Patrick some love after his episode tomorrow. Bid him a farewell. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Right? That's what they sing in The Sound of Music. But the next time you will hear my voice will be Monday. My first ever Monday podcast for you guys. And you're going to hear my voice a lot moving forward. That being said. So I'm excited. I hope you're enjoying me so far. I've definitely been happy on this podcast. I've love interacting with you guys. I don't know. Maybe you guys hate me and we might lose some listeners. But hey, I'm having fun with it. If you don't like me, give me some feedback. How can you let me know that this podcast is just not working for me and I want to see some changes? Because guys, this podcast is just as much yours as it is mine. So let me know. So that being said, I'm Lucas Sardo. You can hit me up at LucasSardo13 on Twitter. But also, our podcast Twitter page at Locked On Angels. And for any updates regarding the show, hit us up, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com, and visit our website, LockedOnAngels.com. Guys, I'm going to send you into the weekend. Enjoy Patrick tomorrow. Go Halos. Adios.